Hello again, this is your host Adrian Iosifescu, and this is episode 8 of the History of Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss the Romanian Jews and their attitude towards Zionism. The disappointment which followed the 1866 Romanian Constitution and its revision in 1879 generated a strong, let's call it Zionist movement. And here we speak of Zionism before Zionism itself appeared as a national political movement. It was the Jewish journalist Armand Levy who popularized in the pages of newspapers Esperance, Hope, and L'Israelite Roumain, the Romanian Jew, the idea of agricultural development of Eretz Israel. A letter from a Jewish physician from Giurgiu sent to the president of the Jewish Alliance in Paris on May 29, 1867, shows that as early as 1867, there were many Jews who cherished the Zionist ideal. Learning from the Esperance newspaper of a plan to establish a Jewish colony in Palestine, Dr. Wertmeyer from Giurgiu asked, "Is it the purpose of this colonization to prepare the way for our nation and the restoration of Israel, or is it simply to make farmers of the Jews and those make their life easier?" The answer provided was that the idea of the alliance was not at all to encourage emigration to Jerusalem, but to help the Jews of Palestine by encouraging agriculture. This answer indicated the attitude of the alliance, at least at that time, that the only purpose of the Jewish alliance was emancipation by assimilation. Rabbi Jacob Taubes, a leading figure in Romanian Judaism, and Armand Levy, the journalist we mentioned before, had a meeting in 1868 with the Romanian Prime Minister Berteanu on the subject of the Jews in Romania. The Prime Minister explained to them that his policy towards the Jews was conditioned by their large number and declared that at least 10,000 families should leave the country at once. He even promised them to obtain money from the Romanian parliament to encourage emigration. The two Jewish leaders supported the project, which they hoped would take the form of Eretz Israel, but in spite of their efforts, it did not come to pass. The thought of colonizing Eretz Israel by the Jews of Romania came up again during the discussions of a proposal of the American consul in Romania, Pixoto, concerning emigration from the country in 1872, but was rejected in favor of continuing the struggle for political emancipation. Zvi Kalischer, a German rabbi of Polish origin, who witnessed as a youth the emancipation of the Jews in France and the German countries at the time of Napoleon, occupies an important place in the Jewish national movement prior to Herzl. He reached the conclusion that the political emancipation already obtained by the Western Jews was only a stage necessary towards assembling at least part of the Jewish people in Palestine. He wrote that the situation of the Jews in Romania was an evil from which good would come. In a letter to the editor of newspaper Hazofe B'Eretz Hadashah, he stated that even if a small number of Romanian Jews formed colonies in Palestine, they would have favorable repercussions on the situation of their brothers, for the Romanian would be convinced that the Jews were useful and necessary for them. The idea of agricultural colonization in Eretz Israel spread quickly among the Romanian Jews, and in 1875, a society called Jashub Eretz Israel, the colonization of Eretz Israel, was founded in Moinești. Similar societies were created in other cities under the leadership of the dynamic Elizar Rokech, and a turning point was reached in the new movement of Jewish National Renaissance at the Focșani Conference in December 1881 and in January 1882. 56 delegates representing 29 localities took part in the conference, which was held symbolically in the city where the union of the two Romanian principalities had been previously proclaimed. It was decided to encourage and coordinate all efforts towards organized emigration and successful colonization in Palestine. The conference had great impact on the Jews, and one immediate result was the departure of the ship Thetis from Galați in August 1882, bearing 228 emigrants, and the creation of the first farming colonies, Samarin Zicon and Roșpina. A new era began in the modern history of the Jews. Other organizations follow Jashub Eretz Israel, of which the largest was Hoveve Zion, or the Lover of Zion, in 1892. The great figures in the beginnings of Zionism in Romania were Dr. Carpel Lippe and Samuel Pinelas. They took up the cause of Theodor Herzl, and at the Zionist Congress in Basel, 1897, the former opened the debate as a senior in age, and the latter was appointed co-vice president. A contemporary publication noted that the Romanian Zionists have done everything in their power to ensure the success of the Congress by sending 25 kilos of petitions signed by nearly 50,000 Jews who requested transfer to the Holy Land. As early as 1898, at the Fourth Congress of Hoveve Zion, which was held in Galați in April, it was unanimously decided to join in Herzl's cause, accepting the Basel platform. That brought new expansion to the Zionist movement, and by 1899 there were 136 Zionist associations in Romania. Intellectuals soon joined the small businessmen and the working class, which formed the initial basis of the Zionist movement. But Herzl's death and the internal dissensions weakened the movement. In 1905, the dynamic Henrik Rosenbaum, who had played an important part together with Herzl in the creation of the Colonial Bank and the publication of the unofficial weekly Die Welt, became president of the Zionist Federation in Romania. He threw himself fully into the Zionist struggle, intensifying its propaganda and increasing its sections, but by 1907 he suddenly withdrew from the Jewish political life. The Zionists of Romania took part in the 8th Zionist Congress at Hague. As reportedly by Rabbi Nacht, the principal activity of the Romanian Zionist associations included, besides encouragement of emigration to Israel, two other main points: Jewish education and fundraising. By 1907, there were many independent Zionist societies in Romania, and Zionist groups existed in nearly all the Jewish communities. While supporting the idea of a return to Eretz Israel, the Romanian Zionists fought steadily for political emancipation. The Zionist movement experienced tremendous growth, but because of the opposition by Turkish authorities, the number of Jews who established themselves in Palestine was small, although still amounted to several thousand. The Balfour Declaration in November 1917 found a surrounding echo in Romania and represented there, as elsewhere, a turning point in the Zionist movement. As we have seen, Zionist activity started relatively early in Romania. The first attempts at organizing Aliyah, the Hebrew word for ascent, is the immigration of Jews from the diaspora to Palestine, traditionally described as the act of going up towards the Jewish holy city of Jerusalem. One of the most basic tenets of Zionism made in 1880. A Congress for Settlement of the Land of Israel was held in Foxani in 1882, about 16 years from the first International Zionist Congress from Basel 1897 and 15 years before the appearance of Theodor Herzl's book Der Judenstaat, The Jewish State, which appeared in Vienna in 1896 and which was immediately translated and published in Botoşan. It was from Moinești and from other shtetls in Moldova that the first Zionist pioneers broke off to the Holy Land and created the first agriculture colonies, moshavs, in Palestine. In particular, Zichron Yaakov and Rosh Pina, but also Rishon LeZion, Petah Tikva, Gedera. The other two papers in Romania supporting Aliyah were Apărătorul, The Defender in English, which was published in Bucharest from 1881 to 1884 and had as editor Mr. Gold, and the weekly Stindardul, or The Standard, which was published in Focșani from 1882 to 1883. The Yiddish paper Hayoez, which appeared in Bucharest from 1874 until 1896, also supported Aliyah. Elizar Rokech, an emissary from the Eretz Israel, published as special organs of the pre-Zionist movement the Hebrew newspaper Emek Israel in Yashi 1882, the Yiddish Die Hoffnung, or Hope in English, in Piatra Neamț in 1882, and their emigrant, The Emigrant, in Galați, 1882. Of the Jewish press in Romania, the weekly Egalitatea, Equality, edited by Mr. Schwarzfeld, survived for half a century. The weekly Courieru Israelit, or the Jewish Courier, edited by Mr. Schweig, began to appear in 1906 and continue up to 1948, becoming the mouthpiece of the Uniunea Evreilor Români, or in English, the Union of the Romanian Jews, after World War I. From 1897 to 1905, the Zionist program was propagated in Jewish publications and press in Yiddish, Hebrew, and Romanian, including the conclusion of the first Congress which proposed the establishment of a Jewish state. The first true Zionist newspaper appeared in Broila in 1897 under the name of Zion. In 1898, Ahavat Zion, Love of Zion, started publication in Galați. In 1899, Răsăritul, The Sunrise, starts publication in Iași, while at the same time, Viitorul, The Future, starts in Bucharest. Sionistul, in English the Zionist, became the official organ of the Zionist Federation in Romania, which, following the death of Theodor Herzl in 1904, continued his efforts according to the decisions of the various Zionist conventions. In 1913, the monthly Hatikva in Romanian was issued in Galați under the editorship of Mr. Gold, who gathered around him outstanding Jewish authors in Romanian language. Apart from original articles, they also published translations of a high literary standard from modern Hebrew poetry and classic Yiddish literature. After the First World War, from 1919 to 1923, there was published in Bucharest a daily newspaper in Romanian with Zionist national tendency called Mântuirea, or Salvation in English, edited by Mr. Zisu with Abraham Feller as chief editor. The paper stood for the idea of a Jewish political party and sharply attacked the tendencies of the assimilation circles. The weekly Renascere a Noastră, or in English, Our Rebirth, from 1923 until late 1948, edited by Samuel Stern, continued in the same direction. The Zionist Federation published the weekly Citiri din Lumea Evreiască, readings from the Jewish world, edited first by Mr. Ludo and then by Theodore Lowenstein. Between the two world wars, the Zionist Students Association published the monthly Hashmonea. The number of Jewish journalists grew between the two wars, some of them even becoming chief editors of the great democratic papers. They included Constantin Graur, Brănișteanu, Fagure, Milan in Bucharest, Hefter in Iași, and Schefman Pastorescu in Brăila. I am boring you with all these newspaper names just to give you a good sense for the strong interest in Zionist topics among Romanian Jewry. The Jews of the annexed Transylvania used the Hungarian language in the Zionist press, even under Romanian rule. Those of Bukovina used German, while in Basarabia the language of the Jewish press was Yiddish. Each province kept its traditions, autonomous structure, and cultural life within the framework of the old Romanian Federation of Jewish Communities. Culturally, the deeply rooted Jewish life of Basarabia, with its Hebrew teachers, writers, and journalists, had a great influence across the whole Romanian land. Next week, we will discuss another major topic, Romanian Jewish emigration. Until then, be well.